Hey everybody, welcome to Super Quest Saga, the show where we here at the Dungeon Cast get on Roll20 and play some Dungeons & Dragons. My name is Will Stark and I shall be your hellacious Dungeon Master for this evening. Joining me as always is...
Josh Freeland, playing Sebastian Crenshaw, Half-Orc Paladin.
I'm your special guest Jake, playing Persephone Gold Petal, the Firbolg Druid.
There it is.
Sorry.
I'm Brian, I'm a space wizard, but I'm also a rogue and a fighter, so I'm a space rogue and a space fighter. I'm going to kill somebody today.
Space.
We shall see. Last time we left off, I told you guys to roll initiative because Lord Satyros is here, and he's here to kill you guys.
Fuck that
so
guy.
He's pissed.
So I did roll that, and I did nat 20.
Did you? Really?
No. It was like a 13.
Because I was like, I thought I said roll initiative and then promptly ended the episode.
Yes.
Yeah, but I had, you said that and I did pick up my dice.
Oh, okay. Did you want to re-roll?
I think we should.
Okay, yeah. I think that's fair. You guys go ahead and roll initiative. Oh, yeah, I guess recap. So, on the last episode, you guys had found Primina and she looked different. And at first she seemed different, but then no, she's fine. She's still the Primina that you know. You guys decided to try and break into Satyros' portal room to try and find your way back to the galaxy. And whilst trying to figure that out, and after having fought a couple of bearded devils to get in here, Echo tried to figure out how to use the portal. And before he was able to finish his work, Satyros showed up. And when he realized that there was nothing he could say or do to get Prim to stay, he transformed into basically a dark hell knight, if you will, astride a nightmare, and asked you guys to roll initiative. So roll that initiative.
Fuck. Why can't I ever roll good initiative?
That was not bad.
It's middle of the road at best. Freeland, I see you shaking your head, and I'm sad.
I think I'm so angry that I'm not going to.
You're paralyzed with anger.
Yeah.
So Prim will be part of this fight. She's not as powerful as her normal transform form, but she can do something.
Hell
and
yeah.
Let me roll this guy's
initiative.
She's
fucking better. Or we're gonna die.
Does anyone beat a 20?
I do.
All right, that's good. Hold on, I also got a roll for Prim. Prim got a 19. Holy shit.
That's what I rolled.
So what did you get, Echo?
I rolled 22.
22. Total. So Echo's first. Did anyone else beat a 20?
Nope.
Yeah, then it's Satyros. Did anyone beat a 19?
Nope.
Then it's Prim. So who comes next between the two of you?
It's Prim. I got an 11.
I got a nasty 7.
Okay,
oh, dirty.
So we got Percy and Sebastian. Okay, so the horse isn't going to get its initiative unless it unless I give it an initiative because something happens. Fuck it, let's do this. All right, Echo, you're up.
Is the horse not part of the fight?
He's on the horse. So they share an initiative. When he gets off the horse, it's a nightmare. He gets his own initiative.
Right. Okay. That's what... Sweet. So I'm up first. I'm going to... So I backed up that 5 feet because of the flame on. Mm-hmm, and then... Mm-hmm. So how close am I to Sebastian and my friends?
Weren't you guys back at the door? Guarding the door?
Yeah.
I think I was bottom of the stairway, just prepping... I was holding an action just in case if somebody came through the door. So I think I was bottom of the stairs.
Well, no, bottom of the stairs would have been outside the door.
Oh, I thought it was stairs.
No, the stairs go up to the door and then through the door, giant room with the portal at the center.
Oh, okay. I think we were just close to the door.
Okay. If they're close to the door and you're 20 feet or whatever from Satyros, that would put them 80 feet from you, Echo.
80 feet.
Oh, shit.
It's a 200 in diameter room, and the portal's at the center.
Okay.
Mm. Were we that far then?
That seems suspect.
I don't know if we would be.
I mean, you guys said you were at the door. I told you how big the room was.
Am I in melee range of the guy, of Satyros?
You can be if you want to. You can walk up to him if you want. He's within 20 feet.
I just know if I can run away without provoking opportunity attack.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You are not within range because you backed up.
Okay. That changes things a lot.
I will say, remember, he is on a horse that has, it can fly. The horse can also fly.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I just don't fly. I needed to.
It's a nightmare.
Oh, my God.
Indeed.
Okay, I will use my full movement to move backwards.
Okay,
30
so,
feet.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'll use my bonus action to activate my blade song.
Smart.
I'll use my additional 10 feet of movement I get from that to keep on moving backwards.
Okay.
And I'm going to become Papa Shots. I'm going to pop a shot.
Okay, sounds good.
I'll pull my carbine, and I will fire a crispy, cold, refreshing ray of frost at Lord Satsuros.
Okay, sounds so good. Just a cantrip. Is that a save or is that a spell attack?
I will make a spell attack roll.
Go for it.
Of 21.
The hits.
And then I will roll my 2d8.
All right.
Frosty damage.
Oh, doesn't this slow him too?
I suppose. Cold damage, its speed is reduced by 10 feet at
but
the
I suppose
start of the next turn.
He is on the horse, though.
Yeah, the horse. I'm not hitting the horse, I'm hitting him.
Yeah.
So his movement will be slowed. But I will do 15 damage.
Nice.
I know. It's a nice roll. Yeah. Thanks, D8s.
So when you hit him with your Ray of Frost, like the fires that are kind of about him in the nightmare, you know, you see them die down a little bit.
Okay.
Cool.
Anything else?
That's it for me.
Okay, so you made it pretty far, about 40 feet. So
yeah.
Seb and Percy are only about 30 feet back from you. Let me see here. Well, the nightmare can move 90 feet flying, and that's what it's going to do. The nightmare is going to levitate about 5 feet in the air and come charging at Echo, since Echo is closest.
Doperuskis.
Yeah, hold on. There's one thing. What did I do? Okay. And once he gets within... Let me see, how... You're 30 feet out, so once he gets within 30 feet of you, Echo, his eyes are going to glow, and he is going to say a word in Infernal that none of you understand, but when he says this word, it echoes throughout the chamber and seems to reverberate off the walls, and I need everybody to make a DC... Well, I won't tell you the DC, but make a Charisma saving throw.
Is it a spell?
It is not a spell. This is just an ability called Terrifying Command.
Okay. An intelligence saving throw.
Charisma.
Oh, sorry. Charisma.
Cool. I get that +3 from you?
Yeah.
I get 16 on that.
That's a fail.
Yikes.
14.
That's a fail.
21 for Sebastian.
That is a success.
I'm scared.
DC 17. So, Echo and Percy, you guys have now become frightened for 1 minute. You can repeat the saving throw at the end of each of your turns, but you are frightened for now.
I'm running away anyway.
Yeah.
Because I was regular scared.
Yeah. And then what he's going to do is he's going to try and... I think he can pull this off in 90 feet. He's going to fly by and take a swipe with his flaming greatsword at... Echo, and then he's going to try and do like a swooping maneuver and use the 90 feet to get the other two of you. And you guys can opportunity attack as he does this, because I don't think he's immune to that.
Okay.
But first, let's start with Echo. So he's going to approach and attack. And that is... Oh, he crit failed. Oh, my God.
Ooh. Nice.
So he crit fails. Like, he swings the sword down. You, like, matrix yourself out of the way.
Do a barrel roll.
Yeah, you can do an opportunity attack as he keeps going, though.
Yes.
It's only 5 feet distance.
I'll pull my katana out.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be like a quick switch of weapon.
Mm-hmm.
My carbine, like, magnetics to my back, like where my armor is.
Yeah.
And I will pull my katana and make this attack on his ass.
He's got his ass. By me
for 19.
That is a miss.
Whoa. Okay. He's too fast.
So he keeps going. I guess he'll do Percy next. Coming in with the great flaming sword. Oh, God. Oh, God. Let me try that again. That is a 19 to AC.
Yeah.
This is going to hurt. Let me see. So it's going to do...
Please don't knock me out first round again, Will. Please.
It's just one attack, so I shouldn't. First, the slashing damage is going to be 11. And the fire damage on top of it is going to be 20. So 31 damage total.
That almost knocks you out, right?
You, no way. You're level 10.
I have 34 HP.
Oh, left. You're already left. Hurt?
Yes, you bloodied me immediately, Doc. I'm a squishy
thing.
No, he
means, do you have previous damage from last episode?
No.
Oh, okay.
34 left after the attack.
Okay, yeah, I was like, no way 60. You have a max of 34.
No, I have 65, but you just hit me in half.
Oh, yeah. You've been bloodied. And you get an opportunity attack if you want to take it, Percy, but he's going after Sebastian next.
Sure. Okay. 22.
That hits. Ooh. Holy shit.
I'm just going to golf swing him with my, with my staff.
Yes. Go, Percy.
Fuck. Is that a one?
Yeah. Sure.
For 3 damage.
3 damage? Okay. Well, that's something.
Yeah. He's like, ow.
He now has less life than he had before. Sebastian, he's coming in on you. I think this is a miss. That's a 14 total. Damn it. I think that's his turn. Nice. Yeah, that's his turn. Next up is Primina. Did we discuss where Prim was the whole time?
I don't think so.
Not really, but no. Apparently everybody was just standing by the door while I was in like the middle of this room by myself.
Yeah. I mean, you guys were paranoid about the door being broken down. No. That was a big... You guys made a big deal about it.
Yeah. No, nobody should have been because I put my dog out there.
Yeah, that's true. Dog, you did put your dog out there. Let me see here. I'm going to say Prim was probably...
I think she was close to him because...
Because he's working out the portal.
Had that, and they had that conversation when he came out of the portal. It's not like he was like shouting 90 feet down the like, hey, girl.
You'd be surprised at how far the voice can carry. But
Will's description was that before he even came in, his voice was filling the room to talk to Primina. So
yeah.
They probably were yelling at each other.
Yeah, they probably were. I think, I want to say Prim was probably going to stick next to the door so she's close up enough to attack Lord Satros. Otherwise, she'd be near the portal and she wouldn't be able to get to him. So she's going to run up, and her claws are permanently out at this point. And so she's going to try and come up behind him and flank to get some claw attacks in on this guy. Let me see here. So that's a 10 and a 17. So she fails. The dude is wearing plate armor. But she gave it her... A good old college try. Next up is Percy, though.
So he is 5 feet off of the ground?
Yeah, 5 feet off the ground, hovering in front of Sebastian, with Primina kind of behind him.
And he's in, like, 5 feet of Sebastian?
Yeah.
Or, basically. Like, and myself as well, so if I try to back up, will he hit me?
Were you right next to Sebastian? I thought you guys were, like, kind of on
I think
stage.
We were, like, staggered a little out. Bit. Yeah. So can I say I'm, like, 30 feet from him?
Yeah, because it was like, safe? A 20-foot wide door.
Yeah, okay. Well, then I will get my staff, draw a circle with it in the air, and I will cast Conjure Animals. So a portal to the Fey Wild will open up. Mm. And I'm using my last 5th level.
To be fair, the Feywild doesn't exist in this world, but we'll say it's to somewhere else.
Extra dimensional fucking portal opens up, and 4 direwolves pop out.
Ooh, nice.
We'll say they're not direwolves because direwolves don't exist in this world.
Something
but
similar.
Something, 4 dogs pop out.
Something strikingly similar, but also somewhat alien.
4 giant... giant dogs that nobody's ever seen before.
There we go.
Millennia has popped out of this portal. And they surround... I have a 60-foot range with that, so I'll just pop them right next to Sebastian, like in a half crescent surrounding Sauteros.
Okay. Now, do they get their own initiative?
They do. I was going to...
Roll that?
Roll that.
Go for
Should
it.
I do four individuals or just four for the group of
What does
direwolves?
The spell say?
I think it says that each one is...
gets its own?
You're making different creatures, so it makes sense to roll either each...
Roll initiative for the summoned creatures as a group, which has its own turns.
Then do it as a group, then.
I was immediately wrong.
I mean, I was on your side, but we'll go with what the book's saying.
They have a 12 for their initiative.
Okay. So now, do they get to act right away, or do they have to wait for 12?
It just says they get summoned, roll initiative, which has its own turns. If you don't issue any commands to them, they defend themselves, but otherwise take no actions.
Okay, so they'll wait.
Sounds like they're just falling into initiative.
Yeah, I think they just fall into
it. I slot them in. That is the most unfortunate number you could have rolled.
Yeah, it's they're the same as my initiative. I rolled an 11.
So they're above you, which puts them last now.
Wolves. Okay. No, that's fine. I just wanted them.
Either way, he's surrounded by giant wolf aliens, which is awesome.
And then, as my bonus action, I will start glowing like a supernova.
Oh,
and,
shit.
And jump into the air, and at the height of my jump, I will wild shape into the cosmic elemental.
Yeah.
So the star raptor appears.
Nice. Yeah. So I'm going to pause it for just 1 second because I forgot. I told myself I was going to pull up the frightened condition. I just want to keep track of what it does. Because
I was
going to
ask you about that.
Percy
also.
And Seb are frightened. Yeah, so let me pull that up.
I can make that save.
Sebastian's not. Echo is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's me and...
Oh, sorry. Echo. Echo and Percy, not Sebastian. Sorry. It's slowly loading, guys. My internet is not the best right now.
Loading.
But yeah, you will get to make a save. Let me see here. At the end of your turn here, Percy, so give me a second. No, that's Fear the Spell. That's not what I'm looking for.
It sucks because I'm more than 30 feet away from you now, Sebastian, right? Or did I...
I think you're just... Oh, no, I don't think you moved at all. We're still...
No, I said I was 30 feet away from you.
30 feet,
so
right?
Never mind, yeah.
I
should get it then. Because I need it. My charisma saving throw is -1.
Ooh.
It's rough.
Okay, so it's just two things.
With people out there in the wild.
So just two things. You guys have disadvantage on ability checks and attack rolls while you're within line of sight of Sauteros, and you can't move closer to him willingly. So go ahead and make that a saving throw, though. It's charisma, Percy?
Yes. I rolled an 18, or plus the 3.
That's
so
it.
20.
You got it. It's a 17, you did it. You're like, I'm a fucking celestial bird now.
Yeah, I'm a celestial raptor, and I'm pissed at you, dog. So I'll just turn
towards
Sauteros.
So that's your turn?
Have angry bird face, and that's my turn.
Okay, Sebastian, you're up.
Ooh, because he's right in front of me, so I'm swiping.
Go for it.
Two swords coming out his way.
Does he get advantage because the pack is surrounding him?
Yeah, sure.
Hey. Cool, I'll take it.
My beautiful dogs.
Yeah, the first one's going to be a 21.
Yeah, it hits.
Cool. And then the second one. Oh, yeah, it's going to be a 26 on the second one.
Both hit. Just so you know, don't bother rolling the fire damage. He's 100% immune to that.
Yeah, just I'm going to activate it.
Yeah.
Cool. And then I'm popping some divine smites on this fool.
Gotcha. There, he's not immune to those.
And he is considered a fiend, right?
Oh, definitely, yes.
Get that D8 for that one.
Get those
D8s. Okay. All right. So let me do the damage from the sword first, and then I'll do some divine smites after that.
Yeah, try and add it all together and just give me a total.
Let me write this down. Then.
Yeah, because if you just start yelling dice at me, I'm going to be like, wait,
what? All right.
That so I'm
using two third level divine smites, just to let you know.
Okay.
It's most unfortunate.
I know there's a lot of unfortunate things happening.
It's still early. We got this.
Seventy damage.
Nice.
Whoa, shit.
Hell yeah.
So I just burst. Like, instead of, usually it's like a glow of blue light. I burst in blue light because I'm just so pissed off.
And yeah, absolutely.
Come down and you, with that third level smite. Like, just like, rah.
Yeah, and when you hit him, like, you crack his armor and he lets out like a yell in pain. And let me do some math here. Alrighty. Good job. Anything else?
That's it.
Alright, that was a hefty ass motherfucking turn. Next up is Echo.
Okay, well, I can't move toward it, which means I can't move towards anybody because they're all standing over there.
They are, yeah.
So I guess I'll just... I have to spend my whole turn, all my movement running away if I have it?
No, it doesn't say that. No, you just can't move towards him.
Okay. There are no, like, pillars or anything I can hide behind in this room?
The only thing you could hide behind is the portal at the center of the room because the door frame itself... has, you know, it's thick enough to hide behind. But I would say right now you're about
too far away
40
from
or 50 feet from it.
Yeah, it would have to be 50. So I will go ahead and... Is the enemy within 60 feet of me?
Yeah, yeah. Within 30
okay.
feet.
I will cast Ray of Frost again.
Okay.
Nice, light him
you
up.
Do, yeah. You do have disadvantage on the attack roll, though.
Yeah, that's fine.
Papa Shots.
That's a 21 still.
Hey. Oh, nice. Holy shit. Fuck yeah, you hit him.
Okay. I'll roll my damage. 3 and 1. So it's only 4 damage this time.
Hey, that's something. You almost got him to bloodied.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
I guess I'll move back towards the portal.
Yeah.
I can just stay right where I am, right?
Yeah, you don't technically have to move away.
And this guy can move 90, so he can get to me if he wants, but he's surrounded. Okay, and then I can make a saving throw now?
Yeah, make your saving throw. Charisma.
At the end of my turn, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, charisma. Here we go. 14.
That's a fail.
Okay.
DC 17.
That's my turn.
Okay, so this guy is going to do three things, technically. One's moving. He is going to leap down from his sword, or from his horse. So he's going to land in that square the horse is hovering above. So right between the dire wolves and Sebastian and all that, kind of like surrounded. Mm-hmm. And now the horse is going to roll initiative. And it rolls a 15 total.
Ooh.
Let me see. Oh no, 17 with the dex. So that puts him below Prim, but above the wolves. Yeah. So he'll go in a couple of turns. Right there. And then he's going to do... he's going to clench his fists, kind of like Dragon Ball Z style. You know that when they clench their fists, they kind of stand and start screaming like a power-up.
Yeah.
And the fire around him is just going to kind of coalesce and like burn. And... You can't really see what's happening except for one case, Sebastian. That crack you made on his armor, you see it like healing up.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, dude. And when he lights up, I'll be like, oh no, it's Melee Fox.
he only gets to do that one time, but I thought it was fun that I got to pop it off like that. And then that's actually going to be his turn.
For sure.
Prim's up. I almost feel like Prim getting all mixed up with all these wolves and shit might not, like, I don't know. Like, is she just going to dive in and be, like, attacking with wolves, maybe? Fuck it. I mean, she's already there, so she's going to give a couple claw swipes at Satyros.
Is there even space?
Well, she was there already, and then the wolves came. Yeah. So 12 plus 7 is 19, which isn't enough. And 18 plus 7 is enough. And so she's going to do... pull this up. How much is her claw attack? It is 2d6 plus 4. 3 plus 4. 7 damage.
Hey.
All right, that's her turn. Now it's the nightmare's turn. And Percy, this nightmare is going to fly over to you. And
oh, it's about to be an air battle.
Yeah, it's going to be an air battle. Yeah. And it's going to use its fiery hooves and try and stomp you. So let's see here. This is... It only gets one attack, though. It's not a multi-attack.
Okay.
Hey, that thing Sothros did was an ability, right?
Yes.
Okay. Will you let me know when he casts a spell?
He doesn't have any spells.
Ah, damn. Well, that's good data to know because yeah. I can just use his third level slot now.
Okay, for sure. 16 plus 6 to hit. What is that, 22? Does that hit you, Percy?
It does indeed.
It does indeed. Okay, so this is going to be... You resist fire damage, though, don't you?
Yes.
That's good, because half of this is fire damage. 2d6 and 2d8.
You will only feel a quarter.
Fuck.
So 11 plus 4, that's 15 bludgeoning damage. And 2 plus 6, 8. Cut in half is 4 fire damage.
So that was 19 total?
No, I guess 19 total, yeah.
Okay, because I need to do a con save for my dogs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so...
10 or half the damage.
10 or half so the damage. Eight.
I thought it's whichever's higher.
Oh yeah.
I rolled a nat one, it doesn't fucking matter.
Oh, do the wolves disappear?
Yes, they do.
Damn.
My plan.
That horse smacked the wolves out of you.
Damn.
Next up.
It's a lot of animal violence.
Damn, dude.
I thought about that.
The next up in the initiative was the wolves.
Was the wolves, I know.
Percy, it's your turn.
I guess I'm just gonna do a
Percy has a sad
I'm sorry
oh,
man
my wolves.
A very dramatic long bird cry for my dogs that didn't get to do anything and then real mad I'm just gonna look at Sotaros. I'm gonna try to starbeam him.
All right.
Yeah, so
I mean, you do have the horse in front of you, but like fuck it. Starbeam Sotaros.
Yeah, I hate Sotaros. I don't care about this. I don't care about this horse. So I'll just kind of move a little bit to the side, sidestep this thing, and
sure.
then gather my
I'll allow that.
Beam.
You can do that without opportunity check. I was hoping for a sky fight, but all right.
You'll get it, but okay. I rolled a nat 1 because my dice hate me.
Damn, Percy, I'm so sorry. Ever since you came to hell, it just hasn't been your day.
Out of
I'm
place.
Just not. I'm not meant. Yes. I'm not
you cut
meant
out
for
on
this
either.
Crazy place. Well, that was my action, and that's all.
Yeah.
No movement.
All right. Well, Sebastian, you're up.
What's the point?
I'm not sure, dude. Maybe you could land on Sebastian's backside so the horse doesn't flank him or something. Or, like, I don't know.
It sounds like the shit. Horse wants to kill me, so I'll...
It could change its mind, but it's fine.
It's fine.
All right, Sebastian, all right. Your turn.
So that means I lost advantage now, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, Prim's still by
Prim. Yeah, Prim's right. Yeah, Prim's behind, so I still
sure.
get advantage.
Yeah, sure.
Hey.
I'm swiping.
What slots are you using this time?
We'll see if I hit.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I finished up my third slot, so I'll probably just jump down to the second slots. Let's see here. First one, I rolled a 2 plus my 9, but I'm going to use my guided strike.
Mm-hmm,
nice.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll give me a 21.
Oh, yeah, that hits.
Okay. And then the second one, that's going to be a miss.
Okay. Well, you hit
so
with one.
Got one hit. So I'm going to use a second slot Divine Smite. It's going to be 30 damage.
Okay, yeah.
Nice.
Good job.
I would say, like, whoa, awesome, but, like, that's not 70 damage. But now you desensitized me.
Hey, man, in one round, you got him to burn his heal 100 points ability.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
Sebastian, as always, carrying the team.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is like 30 is so much, and I'm just like, now I'm just unimpressed.
That's not 70. Come on now.
Anything else, Sebastian?
Nah, that's it.
I'm good. All right, Echo, you're up.
Okay, I guess. I will cast Ray of Frost.
Can you hit the Nightmare?
On the Nightmare, yeah.
There we go.
Because you're not scared of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can't move toward anything that is in the field right now, because it'd be technically toward Zotaros, so...
Do they get a turn to save the Frighten after each round, or...?
Yeah, and they have. He just failed the last time.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's right.
Okay, so here I go on my Ray. I'm going to miss, and I'm going to move behind the portal.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Go ahead and roll your save, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I'll try to save. That's a nat 1.
Oh, oof, gosh. He's just
they're
so scary.
They're raining down.
So now it's Satoros' turn. And he's going to be mostly focused on you, Sebastian. After that 70 damage, you're a fucking problem.
Yeah.
So the first thing he's going to do, and it's going to require you and Prim to make a charisma saving throw, is his terrifying command. So again, this infernal word is uttered from his mouth. And everyone make a DC 17 charisma saving throw.
Not me, right?
No, not you. And Percy, you're immune now, so you're good.
Hey.
That would be a 21.
That's a success. Oh, I should probably do this for Prim.
Yeah, so by everybody, you mean Freeland and yourself.
Yeah, Freeland, exactly. I would say Prim probably has a plus one to charisma. I'll just say that.
Chatty sure.
She rolled a 17. Holy shit.
Hey.
Nice.
16 plus the one. All right, so that doesn't work, and so he's going to unleash all three of his sword attacks on you, Sebastian.
Does he look sad when he does a thing and it fails?
Yeah. No, like, not really, because he knows he can just keep doing it.
Yeah,
yeah. I'll try again next time.
Yeah, I'll try again next time.
Maybe they'll be scared of me next time.
Exactly.
I need the
so plus 10 to hit. Here we go. Hellfire Sword. That is a 19, which misses.
Ooh, thank you.
And a 29, which does not miss. And a 28, which does not miss. So ooh. Here we go. Let me see here. So this is going to be 2d12 plus... 10 is the slashing damage. 23 slashing damage. And then the fire damage is going to be 6d10.
6d10?
Yeah. Well, I rolled 2 ones, so that's 2. 18. That's 24 fire damage. So what is that, like 40 something?
Yeah.
Yeah, 40 something. Slashing in fire damage, and that's his turn. Prim's up. She's going to try and help you out by attacking with her claws. She hits once. She misses the second time, but it's still 2d6 plus 4. Total 10 damage. So he's ignoring her, but you can tell she's doing some damage. Cool. Direwolves are dead. The Nightmare's going to continue to try and kick you, Percy.
Cool.
So, plus 6. That's 18 plus 6, so that hits.
Yeah.
It's 9. That's 9 bludgeoning, and then only 2 fire damage after your resistance. So, 11 more damage.
Gotcha.
Next up is Percy.
Okay. I will try to recharge my Starbeam.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't. Because my dice hate me. And I will slam the Nightmare.
Okay.
15?
That hits.
Hey. 4, 6, 9 damage. 9 bludgeoning.
Okay. Where's that putting that? Okay. So you do some damage.
Dead.
Anything else?
No, I don't think I can.
Okay. Sebastian, you're up.
Ooh-wee. All right, I'm just going to... So I swipe at him again. See what we got.
It's just two dudes in plate armor. Just
going at it. Well, that first one will be a 28.
Oh, that hits, yeah.
And that will be the...
Smite.
Oh, yeah, that's a 27 on the second one.
Oh, yeah, both hit. Holy shit.
All right, so I'm going to pop my last two level 2 Divine Smites. Okay.
You got this free land. Funny how all strats just went out the window.
Yeah.
As soon as we started this.
My OG strat's intact, but I have to be not afraid.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, shit at these challenge ratings gets tougher and tougher, guys.
It's true.
Let's see here. 57 on that one.
God damn. Well, he's bloodied again.
Fuck yes.
Not by a lot, but he's bloody.
Hey, I'll take it.
So yeah, he lets out a yell of pain. You re-crack his armor.
Woo. He's like, "Fuck! I just repaired.
Fix that."
My Satan homie just helped me repair this.
So, anything else, Sebastian?
No, I think that's it, man.
All right, Echo, you're back up.
From behind my full cover, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I'm going to cast a level 2 magic missile at Lord Satoros.
Oh, nice. Those never miss, so you're good.
They never miss, and they go 120 feet. So, fucks, Will, yeah. Would you like me to roll 1d4 or a d4 for each?
How many are... Is one for each slot? How does that work?
No. It's like I can either roll a d4 for each missile, or I can roll a group missile, like to have them all do... Like the... It's not specified. We get to choose. I just want to know what you want me to do.
So you could roll a D4 for each missile or all the D4s at once. I don't understand the difference.
I think he's trying to figure out how many missiles are coming at him.
No. I can roll one die mm-hmm. to determine what the damage of each missile will be, or I can roll each missile individually.
Oh, I see. Do whichever you prefer, man.
I'll roll one and see how it goes.
How many missiles?
At level 2, it's going to be, how many missiles? When you cast a spell at a second level slot or higher,
it's like 4 or 5.
One more dart. A dart deals 3. So this is going to be 4 darts.
Okay.
So I'll just roll all these numbers. So that's 5, 8, 13, and then, 18 damage.
Nice.
Yeah, I rolled 3 4s on that.
Ooh.
Very nice. Yeah, those okay. Like, bam, 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 were like right in the back of his head. He's like, fuck!
And I am going to use my bonus action to cast a level 1 Zephyr Strike on myself.
What is that?
So it's not going to do anything this turn, but I move like the wind until the spell ends. My movement doesn't provoke opportunity attacks. And once before the spell, you know what? I'm not gonna cast this because it's concentration.
Oh.
And if something for some reason tries to attack me from back here, I have a chance of losing it. So I'll just hang on to that for now.
Okay.
I'll probably do it next turn, but I'm just gonna camp out.
Make your save.
That's right.
Yeah. Make your save.
8.
Fuck.
Man, I'm so sorry.
So
I'm
scared.
So scared.
So scared.
You're just hiding behind the pillar, like fuck.
If I can keep rolling 20 damage worth of magic missile every turn, that would be so bad.
Not too shabby. Satoros is up again, and he's just going to have a repeat of his turn. So, another infernal word. Go ahead, Sebastian, and then me for Prim. Charisma saving throw. She failed.
18?
That's a success, man.
Ooh. Hell yeah.
Plus 9 to charisma right there.
Sebastian's never scared.
I never scared.
But Prim is scared now, so she's going to have disadvantage until she saves that. Then, he's going to unload 3 more of his sword swipes at you.
I can withstand this. I might fall down off this one.
If he hits, I mean, you got like a billion AC, so we'll see. It's a plus 10 to hit, so he's got a pretty good chance.
Yeah.
23?
To hit.
Okay, and 14 is a miss. and 17. So it only hits with one time.
Oh,
but it's a d12 plus 5 slashing. Oops, shit. 10 plus 5, 15 slashing damage. And then 3d10 fire damage. Shit.
Fuck.
1 plus 1. I rolled 2 ones again.
Nice.
Yes.
And a 6, so 8 fire damage. So what is that a total, like 23 damage?
Yep.
What's your HP looking like?
I'm at 32.
Okay.
Oof, oof, oof.
Woo, you guys are just beating the shit out of each other. Primina, it's your turn. It's my turn. at disadvantage, which actually cancels out with the advantage. Now she's just rolling straight. And she gets 2 attacks. They both miss. Next up is the Nightmare. It's going to try and hoof the Space Bird. It's a crit.
Cool. fuck this.
It's 20 bludgeoning damage. Okay. And then half of 12 is 6 fire damage.
Ooh. Okay.
And so, yeah, it just kicks the shit out of you.
Yes, it does.
And now it's your turn.
I will see if my breath weapon recharges. Come on, Starbeam. Fuck. It rolled out of my thing, but it was a 1. Because I can't roll anything else. Should I reroll?
Dude, I'm so sorry. Watch, the second you guys leave this place, your rolls are going to be back on fire.
We'll see. I don't know if I should... You need help, Sebastian.
Yep.
So I'm going to fly away from the Nightmare.
That's an opportunity attack.
Provoking an opportunity attack.
All right, here we go. Plus 6 to hit. Well, I rolled a 4, so 10?
A miss, thank God.
Good for you.
I will dart past it, and with my 60 fly speed, I should be able to get to Satoros.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm going to fly super like Peregrine Falcon, like dive mode, and then do a flip and slam attack with my tail.
Ooh, on Satoros?
Yes.
Nice.
Fuck yeah.
Go for it.
That misses. A 19 to hit.
Missed by 1, man.
Yep. But at least I'm here.
You are. You are now here.
As a bonus action, I will heal.
Oh, you can do that? Oh, yeah, with your spell slots.
Yes, I sure can.
Very nice. I forgot to have Primna save for fear, so I'm going to have her do that right now. She crit, so she's no longer afraid.
Nice. Good job, Primna. I wish I were like you.
So that's your turn, right, Percy?
Yes.
Sebastian, you're up.
Oh, my God. Let's see if I can survive another round here.
I want you guys to guess this dude's challenge rating when we're done.
Oh.
13.
You got it.
You told us last time.
I did. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to take 2 swipes again.
All right, let's see it.
That will be a 27, but let me roll an advantage to see if I get a crit, which I do not.
I like when you roll advantage.
Yeah. Oh, thank God for the advantage, because I rolled a 10, then I rolled 11, I got a plus 9, so 20 on the side.
Yeah,
Sebastian, you're my hero. My big, brave boy.
Big, bad, bad.
I'm going to have to go back and listen to this and just see how much damage Sebastian totally dished out.
Yeah.
So far, with just the first couple smites, he did 110. Mm-hmm. Or no, 100.
I think more. It's
100, and now he's done those 2 level 2 smites.
So it's 57. I think he's done 150-something.
And then I'm going to use 2 level 1 smites now.
Yes.
I'm out of everything else, so I got to go down the list.
He's doing smite reps, and he's getting weaker each time.
Dump it in, dog. You're about a solo Satoros right now.
Well, no, Primitive's been helping, Echo's done some damage.
I've done like a cool like 30-something damage to this guy.
I think almost 40, if not.
Something like that.
Yeah, because he did, 20-something?
It was like 15-3 and 18.
Yeah.
So this one's going to be total between both of them 48 damage.
At a slot? One level one slot?
Yeah, because I get the extra D8 per one because he's
a
fiend.
I'm like,
damn.
Go ahead. What was the total again?
48.
48? Okay.
Yeah, because I'm rolling. Yeah.
He's getting beat up. He's
it's
looking
total
grim.
Of 8 D8s plus 10 for both hits. So.
Okay. Fair enough.
Fuck yeah.
Anything else?
Nope. That's all I got right now.
Alrighty. Next up is Echo.
Level 2 magic missile on Satoros. So that is 3, 6, 11, and 16. Not bad.
Yeah. Not bad indeed.
Okay, and then I'll make my save.
Okay, go for it.
Yeah, just hit him with those rockets. when I magic missile, sorry guys, all of Echo's spells are flavored for his armor, so I have like missile pods that come out of my shoulders that fire these.
Nice.
You know, like
some
a fucking
Iron
Gundam.
Shit.
Yeah, like Iron Man.
That's fucking dope.
Or Gundams.
Yeah.
And my save is going to be a 5. So I fail.
Man, you've just spent the whole fight a frightened.
Just so scary.
But you're still effective, but damn.
I know. I could be so much more effective, though, which is a big bummer.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's Satoros again, and pretty much a repeat here. So make a charisma save, Sebastian.
I'm sorry, I wasn't scary enough to draw aggro.
Oh, shit. 17?
That's a oh my god, yeah, that saves.
Oh,
what did you roll to get that 17?
I rolled an 8.
Okay, so you have to roll less than an 8, gotcha.
Yep, because I got the plus 6 charisma save, and then I got the plus 3 for my aura of protection.
So. Gotcha.
My god, monster.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
An absolute unit.
You know what? None of you guys have made him make a saving. None of you guys have made him make a saving throw yet, have you?
No, that's usually bad to spend resources on making people use saving throws.
Yeah.
From a player perspective.
Right. Well, I just mean like some spells just like make a deck save or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. And that's why we try not to do that.
Yeah, gotcha. All right, so 3 attacks coming in at you, Sebastian.
I'm going down this round.
If he hits, we'll see. 28.
Don't do it.
So that the first one does hit.
Fuck.
Crit.
I'm down.
That'll do it.
Well, I'm down.
Here comes the third. 26. All 3 hit.
Fuck.
So I'm going to calculate the crit first, just to get that out of the way. 17 plus 30. That's 47.
How much damage it does?
From the crit, does 47. All right, does that knock you down already?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he has the Relentless Endurance, so he pops back up.
Okay, so you
on
pop
his
back
next
up.
Turn, right?
But they hit. The other two hit anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
So. Well, does he pop back up, like, immediately? Like, I thought he got...
I usually don't until, like, the next
That's
round.
That's true. Yeah, we've canonically been saying that.
But then I think you usually, like, play dead. Like,
yeah, yeah. Lay down, like, not pretend like I'm knocked the fuck out and jump
but
back
your
up.
Problem, yeah, your problem here is that all three hit you, which means he hit you with the first one, and then the crit for sure knocked you down, and then he hits you again, which is going to get rid of your one HP, so you're out.
Down again.
So he's just going to hit a downed guy?
Yeah, as he's falling down. Just one, two, he's falling down, three.
Yeah, okay. Why would he stop?
Yeah, why would he stop?
To manage your economy to hit other people?
Yeah, but...
That's what I do.
But with D&D, when you knock a person unconscious, they're not actually dead.
I know.
So, there's no way he could do enough damage to outright kill you, so I'm not going to bother rolling the damage.
Okay.
But you are unconscious. Next up is Primina, who's going to freak the fuck out. And you know what? Here we go. We're going to try something here. I'm ad-libbing here, but since Sebastian went down, I'm going to roll a d20. If she rolls 11 to 20, she's going to turn into her aggro form. If she rolls 1 to 10, she's going to stay in this current form. You guys ready? You know what? Fuck that. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it on the chat here so everyone can see and react. Shit. Here we go.
Ooh, oh, she did it. Aggro.
She turns full aggro.
Yes.
Her wings are already out, but she begins to like transform and grow taller. Her teeth get sharper. She grows a tail. It's got fire at the end. She's basically like almost like this dragon humanoid monster. And she's going to do a triple attack.
Fuck him.
Let's see here. So she could do a bite horn claw maneuver. So let's see what she can do. Bite is a hit. Horns is a miss. Claws is a miss. But she does bite the fuck out of him. So she's going to do 2d6+4. So she does 12 damage. A little underwhelming, but it looked cool.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And next up is...
Nightmare.
The Nightmare, who's going to chase after Percy.
Cool.
22, Casey?
Yep.
Okay, that's 9 bludgeoning damage and 5 fire damage after I cut it in half.
Sweet.
Next up is Percy.
I'll see.
Satros is looking pretty rough.
Okay. I'll see if my Star Beam charges. That's a 3. And then I will attempt to slam Satoros.
Okay.
For 21.
That hits?
You did it.
Yes. That's a 5. 10. So 13 damage. 13 bludgeoning.
You're so close, man.
God damn it. Okay. And then I will heal. As my bonus action.
Okay. While you do that, Sebastian, you're up. Go ahead and make a death saving throw.
It's a 17.
Hey.
Nice. Oh, nice. One That's success. A success. Hell yeah.
Nat 20 would have been hot.
That would have been nice.
Would have been super sick.
Well, this is not a nat 1 again.
So.
Run, yes. One time.
It's at this point that there interrupts the fight. Enormous whirling, almost explosion, if you will, as all four walls of the room almost seem to burst into fire, and the fire is whirling like a tornado. Okay. And there appears to be wind and shadow also swirling with this fire.
It's Mr. Knight. He's come to save our dicks.
And where the door, the locked door, would be behind the fire, you guys see two silhouettes. One is familiar. It's obvious. Mr. Knight. It's obviously Zacer Bane Knight in his suit.
Yeah, with his slight stature.
And the other, though you have never seen it before, is undeniable and unmistakable. As
the big man,
this 12-foot tall hulking monstrosity walks out of the fire alongside Zacer Bane Knight, and you are in the presence of Archduke Ramazal. He's 12 feet tall with two incredibly long black horns protruding from his brow. He has wings made of fire and shadow. He's wearing red and golden robes with sharp, exaggerated shoulders. His sleeves are... It's a sleeveless robe, so he has exposed muscular arms that are covered in infernal wounds that seem to be self-inflicted.
Sleeveless robe?
Yeah, sleeveless robe. Whoa. I know.
It's wild.
Long black hair frames a devilishly handsome face. Red orbular eyes glare menacingly at everybody in the room. Again.
Except for me.
Yeah. As Archduke Ramazal, yeah, because like, but I guess he can't see you, but he has true sight, so he can totally see you.
Oh, okay. as you see all my bits,
as he and Zacer Bane Knight step into the room, it is revealed that the Archduke, you guys can see beneath his robe, he has the feet and legs of a hooved beast. And when all this happens, Satyros immediately drops his weapon. The nightmare disappears, and Satyros immediately kneels down on one knee and bows his head. Your Majesty. Zacer Bane Knight will rush forward kind of towards Percy and Sebastian and Prim. Sebastian, you're knocked the fuck out.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Super sleep.
And when he approaches you, Percy, he whispers to you, kneel, or you will not leave this room alive. And then he turns around, he stands next to Lord Satyros, and then kneels facing the Archduke as well.
I'm kneeling behind the
yeah, that's here, true.
The portal.
Percy, what do you do?
I'll land.
Oh, yeah, you're a bird. And, I forgot.
Yes. I'll land, and I'll stand over Sebastian and Prim.
Mm-hmm.
And have you ever seen those pictures of like falcons or hawks protecting their food? Like they have their wings.
Where they
like,
kind of
wing
over it?
Yeah. Like I wanna put my wings over them and protect them visual. And kind
that
of
it, yeah,
kneel down.
I like that too. Are you gonna take a chance to try and heal him, or are you just gonna protect him the way you are now?
I'll do that and then change back to me. And
administer a potion.
Yeah, can I give him a superior healing potion that I have?
Yeah, you can go ahead. Okay. I mean, Zacer Bane told you to kneel, but it's up to you. If you want to try and heal your guy, it's up to you whether you think that's going to offend Ramazal or not.
I mean, I bowed.
You did bow. You did.
I showed my due deference.
Yeah, go for it.
I see my boy.
I take it you do the deed. You start healing him. Okay, you do that.
It's just a potion.
Ramazal doesn't say or do anything. As a matter of fact, he seems to be staring more at Satyros and you guys. So you get away with it and go ahead and pop back up, Sebastian. And Sebastian, Percy, and Prim will hear Satyros mutter to Zacer Bane. And he says, "So every time you don't get your way, you run off and cry to father." And Zacer Bane says, "Come now, brother. You do me a disservice. What I do for the benefit of us both." And then Satyros starts to raise his voice. He says, "Don't you brother me. All can see you're jealous of my station and bloodline. You only wish to ruin." And then he's interrupted by a voice that is both deep and rumbling that seems to resound to the very core of all who hear it, which is everyone in the room. I would say the closest thing that any of you guys have heard to a voice like this is when you guys heard the Pulsar Dragon above Alice Horizon speaking with Denethar, and it was like that deep, deep rumble, like almost like earth or gravel, like grinding. Mm. So I'm going to do my best, but that's what you guys hear.
"My sons, as you bicker like children, might I remind you that though you are of my flesh and blood, you are as expendable as kindling for fire. Have you forgotten the fate of your predecessor, the First Lord of Kaboros?"
And Satyros says, "Of course not, your majesty. 'Twas us who brought about his downfall." Zacer Bane Knight, when Satyros says this, audibly groans in exasperation. And you guys see the Archduke's eyes flare with anger. Suddenly, Satyros claps and begins to writhe and scream in agony. And the Archduke's eyes brightly glow. And the Archduke begins to step forward slowly. And he says, "Was it you, my over-presumptuous offspring? Was it you who stripped him of his title and power? Was it you who remolded him into a sniveling imp and cast him into the waste to die or live as a scorned pariah? Was it you who altered the very name of his existence? Answer me!" Satyros, almost whimpering, "No! 'Twas thee! Forgive me, please! 'Twas thee, not me! Please!" It goes on for a moment longer, and then Ramazol's eyes stop glowing, and Satyros stops writhing in pain. Ramazol says, "You are forgiven, my son. It is true that your brother and you played your part in uncovering his treachery. But I will now consider you reminded of the truth of this matter, and I will not suffer you forgetting again." Whimpering even almost as much, Satyros says, "Thank you, your majesty. You are merciful." And it's at this time that Ramazol turns to you guys. Ooh. And his eyes seem to settle specifically on Primina. And he says, "You are the one named Primina. Step forward that I might take the measure of you." And Primina looks fucking terrified. She's going to look to you guys, though. She's just going to look at you guys.
I kind of nod to her, reassuring, like, it's okay.
Okay. What about you, Percy?
Same. Yeah. I'll just kind of give her a small smile and just nod as well.
Okay. And I think before she begins to approach, she's actually going to turn to you, Echo, and says, "Are you still behind the pillar, by the way?"
Yeah, there's no reason for me.
Yeah, there's no reason. So, like, you're technically not seen by anybody else. Actually, no, he doesn't turn to you, but he's going to tell Seb, Percy, and Primina,
"Tell your ally that he may step out from behind the pillar and join us."
You hear him say that, though, Echo.
I'll go ahead and drop armor, because it probably won't last now that we're out of combat turns anyway.
Yeah.
And I'll go ahead and step out from behind and begin to move forward.
Okay.
You get 24 HP, by the way, Sebastian.
Oh, nice.
That was the potion.
Thank you.
I'll walk up to my friends and kneel.
Okay. He turns back to Primina.
"I said approach me."
And at this point, Primina, being reassured by you guys, she'll stand up and she'll approach him. Ramazol will step forward and tower over her. And then he extends out his enormous hand and places it upon her brow. So at this point, his eyes begin to glow again. And Primina her head gripped in his hand. Her body will stiffen. And there's just this long silence as he's doing something, and she seems to be unable to move. Do you guys do anything or say anything?
What does it look like? Magic?
Yeah, but not like spells, you know, like.
Yeah,
does it look malicious, though?
Insight.
Yeah. I was going to say, is he like memory, like sweeping her?
I didn't roll well.
You're not positive. I mean, this whole place is fucking scary, but you're not positive, you know? I mean, she's not doing what Satyros was doing.
Right. Yeah. Okay, sure.
So do you guys just let this happen?
I think Sebastian's still trying to figure out what the fuck happened, because he was asleep for half of it.
That's true. You just wake up and there's this big guy.
What the hell's going on?
I'll maybe take
like a step forward, but that I can't do anything.
You take a step forward. when you do that, you hear Zacer Bane go, "Stop." He says,
she's in no pain. The Archduke is skimming her mind, reading her memories, if you will. This is the only way any of you will escape with your lives. I've made my case. Let's pray that Primina's mind holds the evidence that I think it does.
I'll step back into line.
Genjutsu.
So this goes on for a moment, and maybe a little over a minute. And at after that, Ramazel's eyes dim, and he releases Primna, who falls to her knees. And she appears to be okay. She's just a bit dazed. But she mumbles to herself, probably loud enough for you guys to hear, and she says, What was that? I could see my past, my childhood. I remember something I'd forgotten when I was where I was raised. Shardlar. She turns to you guys, and she says, Zahn was building something. He wasn't just raising me. He was building something powerful and dangerous. And she appears like she's about to go on and say some more, but Ramazal speaks over her, and he turns to Satyros, and he says, She cannot stay here, Satyros. And Satyros says, But your majesty, she cannot stay here. It would bring ruin to all of hell. Surely you don't fear the elves, father. I fear nothing save for your incompetence. The elves are no threat to us, but there are horrors from beyond the stars stirring from their sleep, and this girl is at their center. Ramazal turns to you guys and begins to ignore Satyros. You have entered my realm uninvited. You have trespassed upon my city, broken into my palace, proven its defenses an embarrassment, and made a fool of my firstborn son. For all of that, I am impressed, and I will permit you to leave here with your lives. Zacerbane, you will take them through the Void Harrow, and then you are to report back here. Zacerbane says, Yes, father, but if I may ask, why am I to return? Ramazal looks at him and says, I have called for a reunion between the Archdukes. You will both be in attendance. Zacerbane looks surprised at this and says, Yes, Your Majesty, I'm honored. He begins to turn away and walk back towards the flames, which never stop burning and swirling, by the way. Do any of you guys do or say anything?
Just thank you for our lives.
I'm pissed. Thank you. It's hilarious. All right, he's walking away.
Sebastian, I'm trying to think of what Sebastian's going to say.
He's
going to say something, so he'll kind of say, just, I have a favor to ask.
That's interesting. All right, Ramazal pauses. He turns, and he looks irritated, but again, the balls on you for like saying that to him are big cojones. So yeah, he turns around. He doesn't say anything though. He just stares at you.
And see, so how's Sebastian going to say this? I asked for help to give me the strength to protect my friends and also to right the wrongs of the annihilation of my ancestors. I asked for whatever you could give me, any strength, and I'll go into battle for you, but I ask for this help so I can help my friends protect Prim as well as annihilate the elves.
Wow. Okay.
Hey.
Ramazal's silent for a moment, and he says, That is not... When I came here, I did not expect to be petitioned. He looks at you for a long moment, and then he says, Very well, approach me, and I shall take the measure of you.
Sebastian approaches. Ooh.
Okay. So he does the same thing that he did to Prim to you. Okay. And Sebastian, your experience is pretty visceral. You're immediately transported to, like, your childhood, and you're getting visions of, like, your mother and your father. Ooh. And, like, the turmoil of all that shit. Like the bad things that happened to your mother, and then you becoming a paladin and all that other stuff. And then it jumps forward to the whole space travel, finding Primna thing, the finding about the annihilation, the death of your god, and then the Iron Legion stuff. And then basically all the different trials and tribulations that you've endured.
Gotcha.
And,
okay.
But it like just like a flash.
Okay.
You just flash through it.
Woo.
And you're pretty shook to your core too. Give me constitution save to see if you fall to your knees.
Oh yeah, that's a six.
Oh yeah. Ooh. Okay, you're shook. Yeah, you fall to your knees. And the rest of you basically just see the same thing that happened to Prim happened to Sebastian. and Ramazol begins to laugh.
It is always you legionnaires desiring more power at any cost. You are not the first of Dominion's followers to beseech me, nor do I think you will be the last. Answer me this. What would you do with my power if I deigned to grant it to you? Excuse me while I drink this water. This voice is all in my throat.
I would use that power to bring down the elves, the ones who had wiped out my race, and also protect those around me. If you have called upon my favor, I'm there to go to battle for you.
And he says,
and for this purpose, you would forsake your oaths, betray your brothers in arms, serve Kaboros by sending souls of the slain to our door?
I would.
Ooh, shit. Oh, fuck. Yikes, indeed. He smiles and he says, then,
what are we doing?
Then kneel, oathbreaker.
Oh, shit. I'm kneeling.
And this point, Ramazol snaps his fingers, and a floating contract and quill appear before you, Sebastian.
Okay.
And he doesn't say anything. I mean, it's obvious you're supposed to sign it.
Yeah, I sign it.
Okay, so you go to grab the quill, and you go to sign your name, and the quill won't write. Like, something stopped. Like, it's almost, you know, like when a pen's out of ink. It's just not doing anything.
You have to lick it.
I assume it's going to be blood.
No. Ramazol, his brow furrows, and he says,
well, it would seem you've been busy signing contracts elsewhere.
I'll stand, and I'll keep my head bowed. I'll bend at the waist as I stand, and I'll say, you honor us by allowing us to leave with our lives, but yes, there is one who has betrayed you in the city of Kaboros, Savvy Jack Scratch.
Oh, shit.
What would you have us do with him?
He says,
I would have you do nothing, but I do appreciate the offer. It would seem the First Lord of Kaboros remains as calculating as ever.
He snaps his fingers again, and a contract appears in his hands, and he looks like he's reading it over, and then he says, no matter, and the contract bursts into flames.
Oh, shit.
And then he looks at you, Sebastian, and he says, sign your name, and the power of Kaboros will be yours to call on.
Send me enough souls, and you may earn yourself a position of influence when you are called to return here, and even more gifts might I bestow upon you if you please me.
This Savvy Jack, because I have extremely in-depth knowledge of the contract I signed.
Yeah, you do.
So I would know like where the loopholes are, I think, right? So can I'm trying to get this guy to burn up mine and Percy's.
Okay.
As well.
That would be nice, wouldn't it? What do you got?
We have signed, and with still my head bowed and like not in a place to interrupt or anything. I just say, we have signed a similar contract, and he would have us move against you if poised. I would rather avoid that since you have honored us so.
Okay. You do make a point that Savvy Jack would do exactly that, and that would be annoying.
And we did also almost kill your son.
We are allies to Sebastian.
Go ahead and give me a persuasion. Is that a thing? Diplomacy? Can't remember.
It's persuasion.
I got all my additions mixed up in my head these days.
Yeah.
So that one.
So let me... Okay, cool. 10.
Okay, that's not so good. He says... What does he say? Okay, he says...
Though it would bring me great pleasure to destroy your contracts as well, unfortunately, there are rules even I must abide by. In order for me to destroy your contract, you must agree to sign to mine.
I mean, in essence, we are also helping facilitate Sebastian's delivery of these souls, because we will undoubtedly be with
him. Are you guys about to become like Hell Slayers, where everyone you kill goes here?
Echo can't do that.
I don't know if Percy would, to be honest.
Can you? Yeah, can Percy assist me with her persuasion? Is that a thing?
But Percy has to say something. What are you going to say?
I thought she just did.
I did, yeah. Like me, us being present.
Oh,
for the
I see what you mean.
Slaying.
We benefit the Sebastian contract.
Go right? ahead, give valuable. Me a persuasion. Go give me a persuasion check.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh shit! I have no charisma, guys.
It's okay. I didn't either.
12.
Yeah, it's not that much better. Than
oh, can 10. I? Can I guide myself?
No, you cannot. not that fast.
Fuck.
So essentially, what Ramazol is saying is he can take over the contracts that you guys already signed. So then it just becomes a choice of whether you want to owe Ramazol a favor or owe Savage X Scratch a favor.
I will defer to Ramazol.
Okay.
If it is to, I believe it would be to all of our mutual benefits since this little signing is going on if our contracts were with you. If you would have us.
Okay.
And I defer to Percy also, like, is this, pliable?
I mean, either way, a big demon dude is going to have my soul, so.
He's, I'll whisper,
only if
like,
you don't do the favor.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. I would rather
Ramazol
be with the
says
person
very
in charge.
Well, but first, I would have the Oathbreaker sign his soul.
Of course.
Of course.
Do you sign Sebastian?
Sebastian signs.
All right. And so, just to talk mechanics here for a minute. You guys haven't leveled yet, but because of the story situation, I will allow you to take one level in Warlock if you do choose to, replacing one of your Paladin levels. And then also, you will no longer be a Paladin of Conquest anymore. You're now an Oathbreaker.
Oathbreaker. Okay.
But we can go over that after the session is over. So the second you sign the contract, it vanishes, and Ramazol turns to Echo and Percy, and he says, "Approach me."
I do.
As do I.
Percy, do you?
We both. Yeah.
Oh, yep. I didn't hear you. So yeah, you guys approach. He kind of stares at you guys for a little bit, and then snaps both his hands. And new contracts appear in front of you to sign.
I sign it.
All right. Persephone. Sign. It vanishes. Percy, did you sign?
Gold pedal. Yes.
Okay. It vanishes. It's at this point that Satoros turns to Sebastian and he says, "I look forward to working with you, my young paladin." And he then walks away and through the portal whence he came in the fire and the shadows swirling around the room. And when he does, it all disappears. And it's at this point that Satoros stands up and silently stalks incredibly furiously out of the room, leaving you alone with Zasabane Knight.
Oh, jeez. Thank you, Mr. Knight. That was a close one. My God.
No problem. That went a little crazier than I expected. Would you like to go home now?
Please.
Absolutely.
Very well. Let's follow me. This portal should be a much quicker trip than the alternate route we took coming here.
Dope.
Is everyone ready?
Is it too much to say in this place? Can Satoru still hear us, do you think, Mr. Knight? Does he have, like, ears all over this palace?
I do not think he's listening now, no.
Will it be bad if we ever kill that man? If we kill...
I would definitely slay him? Suggest not attacking my brother or ever coming here again.
That's fine.
Our father is a ruthless and rash man, but I do not think he would appreciate you killing his firstborn son.
You know, he kidnapped Prim and tried to do some Stockholm Syndrome gross shit with her, and I was, like, this close to killing him. I mean, Sebastian did all the work, but I was, like, this close? And he deserved it? But if it's going to make things awkward, I know you're working for his dad now, so I mean...
I don't know if it would make things awkward, as it would definitely be you signing your own death warrant.
Yeah, that's fine.
It seems like we are square now.
Yeah, yes. I guess.
So, sure. I would suggest not attacking my brother. He should be...
Can we go? I've been so...
I'll try.
I've been so uncomfortable since I got here. Can we go?
Yes, if everyone is ready, follow me. And he begins to walk towards the portal.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's get out of here.
I'm rolling.
So you guys, I imagine everyone passes through the portal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
So it's a very similar corridor, if you will, as the one that you took to come here, with the glass floor and the void of nothingness and the walls of water and all that. It just is a bit more narrow. The other one was wide enough for the four of you to walk shoulder to shoulder. This one's probably only wide enough for like Sebastian and Prim to walk shoulder to shoulder. So almost single file, but not quite. And Zaserbane says, this portal should take us to the Virus Bright within the next few hours.
Awesome.
So do you guys want to talk about anything or do anything over these 3 hours of walking?
Oh, man.
Oof.
Sebastian's pretty quiet.
Yeah.
I'm beat.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys are exhausted.
I think I'll give him a little bit of time to stew before I start questioning
or doing anything like that. The 3 hours in silence?
Just say, you know, Sebastian... I know you did what you had to do back there, but you did a great job fighting Sotaros. It was because of you that we won, or I guess didn't die. So thank you.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate those words.
Primina looks very, very grim, and she's not saying anything.
And I'll hold her hand if she will let me.
Yeah, she'll let you.
I just kind of put my head on her head and just say, it's all right. We got you, and we'll figure out what he showed you. And
well, she says, what did she say? She goes, I'm not upset about what he showed me. I'm upset about what Sebastian has done. He should not have done that. Not for me or anyone else.
That is kind of slap in the face. He saved our lives.
Yes, but he didn't have to sign his soul away.
That's true. That was, I'm not sure where that came from, but anyway, thank you, Mr. Knight, for saving us, Deus Ex Machina like. we weren't sure. Different NPCs say different things, and, I do appreciate you coming for us and keeping your word. I am in your debt.
You were very welcome. Although I will say, from our appearance, it looked like you had my brother beat.
I think so.
That's close.
He says, that is no easy feat. I am impressed.
Yes, big bad bass. missiles. Hyper beam. All good.
I didn't hit a single hyper beam.
I don't think you... did you land an attack?
But it looked fucking wicked cool.
Hell yeah.
It did look awesome.
I think I hit 2 slam attacks and that was it.
You were too powerful. You haven't been able to control your body yet.
Well, hopefully now that you leave hell, that'll all turn around. All right. So anything else before we kind of zip you guys along?
No.
All right.
I love wasting 4th level spells.
So you guys... you're talking about your dog again?
Yeah.
Sorry. So you guys pass through this place and at the end is a round portal, which takes you out through Zaserbane Knight's mirror again. And Zaserbane says, feel free to stay here for the night if you wish. I must report back immediately. You may stay as long as you like, but I would advise against staying too long simply because of the status of your wanted status, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And
is there
anything else I can do for you before I leave?
Just thank you.
You've already helped us enough. Thank you.
We spent a lot of money in hell.
True.
Yes. That does not surprise me.
Do you have anything just to get us by and back out to our ship, like enough for cab fare, maybe? I'm not asking for much. Just
He pulls out a wallet and hands you a card.
Thank you. Hey. Much appreciated. And once again, in your debt, very literally this time. I will pay this back.
That's good. I expect to be paid back.
Excellent.
He turns around and walks through the mirror. So you guys are left alone in the luxury suite. What do you guys do?
Fucking knock the fuck out. All right.
You guys are going to take a long rest
I set up an alarm. Okay. And
should we sleep here? Should we message Vicky that we're back? Firstly?
I think we could message her, let her know that we'll be back the following day. That we got some stuff to tie up here.
Yeah, we'll send her an email or we'll send her a text on the bracers.
She'll send you one back, like, did you guys get prim? It's been a few days. Is everyone okay?
Yeah, we are A-okay, resting at the Virus Bride, and then we'll be back at the ship
Thumbs
soon.
Up. It's only been a few days.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You guys lucked out. Yeah.
It's not 3 years later.
Yeah, right.
She gets the information. How are you guys going to sleep? Are you going to set a watch? Is everyone just going to knock out? Like, how do you guys do it?
I've set an alarm, so I can watch for the first... I can take first watch if you guys want.
Okay. I'll take last watch probably because I'm pretty fucked up. So
yeah, I was gonna say you should rest. I'll take second.
Okay. So you guys will do a watch system. Should rest.
Yeah.
There's plenty of couches and beds and whatnot to sleep in up here. Perfect. You guys get a pretty good night's sleep. You guys are up. You guys have all the benefits of a long rest. What do you guys do now?
It's time to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so how do we go back? Because we need to disguise you again? Do we have the Big Daddy disguise at our disposal? I know last time we just took a cab and avoided all that garbage.
And we got cab money, even though I think Sebastian found money last time.
Yeah, I found money.
He found 666 hell money.
Yeah, you did. I forgot about that.
The card
has 3,000 on it, by the way.
Ooh,
okay.
Baller.
Yeah.
I'll try to spend as little of it as possible since it's not actually mine.
Yeah, that's true. What are you guys doing? Are you going to disguise Sebastian? Are you just going to call a cab and just run in or what?
We'll just call a cab and
I think someone had the cab pull up to the Virus Bride and head
your
out,
disguise
be
should
okay.
be with us still because we that's how we got here.
True.
It's true. Maybe change into
it
just in
for,
case.
Just to be play on the safe side.
Yeah, just so you're not out in the city looking crazy.
Yeah.
You too, Persephone.
Okay, you're in your weird kind of mechanic outfit.
Yeah.
And Percy, what's your disguise?
I think I'll be Maurice again. I think that's what I named him. The dwarf,
Maurice the dwarf. And then
mechanic.
Echo.
I'm Kyle, the maintenance guy.
Okay, all right. All right, Kyle, Maurice, and Sebastian. I don't think you picked a new name. You guys get a cab. So. It will fly you for 40 credits to Hawking Harbor, where you guys left the Starling. That's the name of your ship, right?
Yeah, that's mine.
Okay, where you guys left the Starling?
On the way back in our cab ride, I'll be like, so I was thinking, what about the Fixers? That could be us.
Fixers.
For what? Our name? Nicknames?
Yeah. Our disguise nickname and our nickname for reals.
Or just our team name.
Team name. We could be the Fixers.
Perhaps. That's
like,
not bad.
You know, because we fix stuff. Because he's a mechanic.
Yeah. It's been our experience that we usually break shit. And but...
Sometimes you gotta break a few eggs to make an omelet. Sometimes your room's gotta get dirtier before it gets cleaner, you know?
That's fair.
That's true.
It's part of fixing stuff.
I suppose
that's
so.
True.
Making messes.
The cab
Life
driver's
lessons.
Just shaking his head at this strange conversation he's hearing.
It's not every day you just have a bunch of randos trying to think of a team name
in the back
of your cab.
So if there's nothing else that anyone wants to say, you guys will arrive... in the parking area outside of Hawking Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And, so you guys are going through, you exit the parking structure, you guys are headed towards the main harbor hub, and you guys notice that up ahead there seems to be a crowd gathering. And they seem
Not
to be,
again!
And the crowd seems to be gathering around a fountain, and it's actually pretty easy for you guys to see what the crowd is oohing and aahing at, because there appears to be a feminine figure in a blue in blue and purple robes and a staff made out of opalescent material, and a hood kind of drawn up over her face, and she's dancing.
And, is it a girl?
Huh?
I was asking Jake if it was his girl.
Who's Yuma? Oh, man, you guys cut out of me. I didn't hear what you guys just said.
Oh, I was wondering if it was Yuma.
No, this is definitely just a humanoid, not an insect center. Okay. But she's dancing very gracefully and elegantly. And as she's dancing, the water is like dancing with her, almost like a waterbender from Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Ooh.
And it's really is beautiful to behold.
I will get distracted.
What about you guys?
Is there music?
No, there's no music.
Somebody come get her.
oh my god!
Sorry. I'll follow Percy if she's gonna move, but okay. I'll be cautious because I don't know why. It just seems suspect.
Yeah, sure. Sebastian,
I think Sebastian's so focused getting to the ship, he's gonna be walking towards the ship, and then he'll notice that they're like walking away from him, like 20 feet. Then he'll try to catch up to him.
Okay, so you're going to meet them. All right. Yeah. The crowd around her is kind of dense, so it's not really easy for you guys to get close. So do you guys try and push through, or do you stay towards the back?
Yeah, who can I easily pickpocket here?
No, I would... What?
I need money.
I'd want to be in the back. I don't want to be pushing through or anything like that.
Okay, so you guys stay towards the back.
We could see her.
I would like everyone to make a perception check, but I would like Percy and Echo to do it at disadvantage, and Sebastian, who chose to not get too caught up in the thing, to do it regularly.
Okay.
Fuck. 11.
I mean, I got a 2. Does it help that I wasn't I wasn't combing along to focus on the lady? I was focusing along to steal from people.
No, that doesn't help at all, actually.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Yeah, no. It was a good question. What about you, Sebastian?
That's a 9.
Woo! Oh, all right, God. Well, here we go.
See shit.
You guys will have a split second to react to the sound of what sounds suspiciously like missiles coming directly at you.
Jesus Christ.
I'll say you guys will look up where the sound's coming from. And beyond these missiles that are headed directly at you, you guys see another feminine figure atop the low building of the parking structure that you guys landed in. And
it's a freelancer.
She is obviously a Warforged with modifications of a rocket launcher opening up above her shoulders.
I knew it! Damn it!
And I need everyone to make a dexterity saving throw.
As soon as you said she was covered, I was like, oh, it's a freelancer.
Yeah. And
can I,
go ahead.
Hang on. I was wondering if there's enough time for me to... Oh, I can't do that. Never mind. Yeah, I'll just make my dex save.
Yeah, I was going to see if there was something I could do.
We'll go over the dex saves next time here on Superfast Saga. If you guys like the show, if you like what we do here, please leave a like, a comment, leave a review for us on iTunes, check out the merch shop. Any way that you can support, we appreciate. And with that, I guess we'll call it a game. We'll talk to you guys next time.
Man, if I didn't love Outlaws Horizon so much, I'd fucking hate this place.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Bye.